I'm speaking with Allison Cambridge, who is a singer, a producer, an actor, and a model. You look very much like you are a model. You know, early, it's Friday in the morning, and you look fabulous.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
So, Allison, I believe you have done this role several times, the role of Mary Cardwell Dawson. Tell me, what have you learned, and were you familiar with her before becoming familiar with this piece?
I was not familiar with Mary Cardwell Dawson before doing this piece. My first time with it was in the summer of 2022 at the Glimmerglass Festival. And I saw it on the season calendar, and I really didn't know anything about her, much to my surprise. I've been an opera singer for quite a long time, for over 20, 25 years at this point. And, I've portrayed many interesting characters and, real and fictional in the of African-American descent and, American history. And I was shocked that I didn't know about her story and how incredible and all the people, like the lives that she touched and some very famous people, in Black American history. And how did she and her story somehow get overshadowed? So it's been a real pleasure and an honor to bring her story and her history to the stage and to life and to share that with people.
Were you looking for information through some of what we have here in Pittsburgh to glean information about her character?
So this is only my third time to Pittsburgh. The other times I've just been passing through on a tour for a short concert stay. And now I've only been here, just for a few days. And I do look forward to learning much more about the history that is here in Pittsburgh, prior to the show opening and really getting a sense of things and going over to the house. And seeing that, I've only seen it on YouTube and in pictures. So I do look forward to delving in person.
So the story itself, what are we taking from this? What will we see on stage? What is your character trying to accomplish?
It's really interesting. I should say that we had an exercise yesterday before beginning rehearsal, an acting exercise in which the director, Camille, had us sort of just walking around in the space, first as how we are in our real lives, myself as Allison, and then she would say, okay, now walk in the space as your character. And she would give different indications on walk as if it's opening night, walk as if you've just gotten a good review, walk as if you're about to have a confrontation with somebody and you're nervous about that. And she made us think about the different ways that we changed our gait, how we composed ourselves and held ourselves on stage. And when asked what I noticed about how I was walking and carrying myself as Mary Cardwell Dawson, the thing that I noticed was no matter what the emotion was, whether it was excited or fearful or angry, that she always carried herself, and this is how I portray her, as carrying herself with a sense of dignity and pride. And I think that is something that you will really see in this performance because Mary Cardwell Dawson is obviously older and, here she is coaching and training these very young, 20-somethings. And it's important that she delivers this message about why it's important not to go to the segregated hall, why it is important for them to use this outdoor facility for the venue for this upcoming performance, despite the impending rain, which we all know is similar to what's going on here now in Pittsburgh, and delivering that message. And despite the students, her pupils saying, oh, but please, we want to have this great performance. We want people to be able to enjoy this show. We have to go to this segregated hall so people can sit. Here she is saying, no, I stand for something. I created this school, I created this opera, the National Negro Opera Company, so that we as Black musicians would have a place to perform for our community, for our audience, for a diverse audience. And so no matter, so throughout the course of the play / opera, I notice my physical presence, no matter how much I might have felt internally slightly defeated or frustrated by the person that I'm having various telephone conversations with at the segregated hall, or how frustrated I might be with the weather that is not going to be cooperating in order to put on this performance at the outdoor venue, I can't show that to my students. I have to always carry myself, like I said, with this sense of pride, dignity, and purpose. And so you'll see throughout the show, the students obviously catch on, and they see some airs of, oh, what's going on with Madame Dawson? She seems a bit flustered. And she'll have those moments, but then she brings it back. And she brings the students back to center of, no, this is our mission. This is why we are doing what we're doing. And you're going to be a part of history. And we're at this very difficult point in American history, and we need to make sure we are on the right side of it, and that you understand what and why, what all these struggles are about and for. That's how I portray her. And there are moments when, Mary Cardwell Dawson, in the course of the play, has some sort of monologues and soliloquies, and she gets in her head, and she also breaks the fourth wall. And the audience will get a look into sort of the quote-unquote softer side of her. What is mainly on display, you will see that student-teacher or mentor relationship. And then there are moments when the students are sort of in their own world. She breaks the fourth wall and addresses the audience and will speak about her love for her husband. And, she talks about how he's a master electrician and his job was, cleaning out vent fans. And he was the one who was making the money to be able to support her and them so that she could have this opera company, so she could teach these students. And she talks about how he is a source of energy and like an electricity for her. And she just sort of warms up and almost becomes giddy when speaking about him. And so you really get all the different layers and sides of her, which I think is really important because that's who we all are as humans. We're multidimensional. And so I think that's a really nice layer of who Mary Cardwell Dawson was that the audience will get to see.
Well, that creates a really three-dimensional character that normally doesn't happen possibly in theater or opera. We're kind of stuck to what we have to do. So you're stepping beyond that.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important when you're portraying a historical figure as well, because Mary Cardwell Dawson may not be known to lots of people, but as people get to research or, you think about any sort of iconic figure in history, you think of Martin Luther King Jr., for example. People know him sort of as one way, the I Have a Dream speech, a religious man. But he was also a father and a husband. And, I recently portrayed Coretta Scott King in a new opera called A Dream. And that was a big part of it, was my character was singing about, he's not just this, this pillar of, the civil rights movement. He was also a husband and a father and in a relationship, and there are troubles there, and showing the realness of a person, the humanity. And I think this piece, The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson, does a great job of that. And I think it's great that we don't just see generalizations or one note, but we see the whole human.
I believe I read that you have done the role of Carmen. Are you singing parts of Carmen in this?
Yes, so that is a big part of this production. Is the story is that basically Mary Cardwell Dawson is preparing her students for a performance of Carmen that night. So the three students that she's coaching throughout the play, they're singing excerpts of Carmen, and Madame Dawson is coaching them on those things. I, Allison Cambridge, yes, do actually sing Carmen in real life. It's one of my favorite roles. I look forward to returning to it actually at the beginning of next season. So it's, you know, it's a pleasure for me in on many levels to get to examine this piece and sort of coach it as Mary Cardwell Dawson and also as Allison Cambridge. And even though it's the students who are singing the excerpts throughout the play, for the most part, at the very end, you'll see one of the characters, Phoebe. She finally is sort of comes into her own in discovering how to be Carmen, because she's, you know, she's sort of like awkward and uncomfortable in her physicality as a student, you know. And then Mary Cardwell Dawson shows her how it's done. And she gets to sashay around the stage, and I get to sing a bit of the habanera as well to show her how it goes. And it's a really fun moment between between teacher and students in that moment.
You know, that relationship between teacher and students, vocally, operatically, is such an important relationship.
It is. You know, I think about some of my own teachers. And I had primarily female teachers growing up. And, you know, I think, especially when you start young, I mean, this shouldn't always be the case, but there is something to be said for seeing something, hearing it, and then mimicking it back. And you can talk technique all you want. And of course, it's very important. But I remember some key moments when a vocal teacher would just demonstrate something for me. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what you mean. Or I remember I was singing, I was in high school, and I was singing Adele's aria from Die Fledermaus. And, you know, I wasn't quite getting what the teacher wanted. She goes, Allison, what are some of your favorite musicals? And I said, oh, I love The Sound of Music. And she said, I want you to sing this like you think Julie Andrews would sing it. And I thought, oh, okay. And I did that. And she goes, now that. She's like, the ease with which you are singing that. And so references like that, and, you know, a teacher showing or leading by example is an invaluable tool for students, for sure.
What are you hoping Pittsburgh audiences will see about this character and the story?
I hope that Pittsburgh will realize what a national treasure they have in Mary Cardwell Dawson and in her history and in this city, and what she brought to not just Black musicians, but all American musicians, and to the opera world, and how her home, her studio, was a safe space and a place that really enriched and nourished, you know, young up-and-coming singers in the Pittsburgh area, and that her reach was wide. You know, she had a relationship with Eleanor Roosevelt, for goodness sake. And that's, again, something that I had no idea. And so you think, wow, this woman had a major impact, and how have we not sort of really known that much about her? So I hope that when audiences come to see this, that they will be entertained, because this is art, this is entertainment, but also, you know, receive a bit of an education and just think, gosh, I'd like to go and learn more about this incredible woman. So that's what I hope the Pittsburgh audiences will take away from it.
Allison, thank you so very much. We look forward to seeing you as Mary Cardwell Dawson and her passion.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.